Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Message in Dr. Seuss' book that everyone needs to hear during quarantine. Written and read by Stacey Marshall. In the popular Dr. Seuss children's book, Horton Hears a Who, a kind-hearted elephant sets out on a mission to save an entire world that only he knows exists. Most people remember Horton's single-minded perseverance in saving the Whos. But there's another message in this book that isn't usually focused on, and it's that message we should all hear loud and clear as we face the coronavirus pandemic. Listen on to learn the Dr. Seuss message during the COVID quarantine that we all need to take to heart. Much like the entire universe of Whos, whose very existence was threatened, the global community of humans is facing an unprecedented threat to our well-being. Different medical and government leaders have implored people to social distance in order to stop the spread of this terrible virus. And much like the Whos, when all of us get on the same page and do our part, we'll start to see the curve flatten. This means every person must do his part, no matter how small. For most of us, that means simply staying home. Use virtual means of socially connecting with anyone who is outside of your household. Wear a mask when you go to the grocery store. Wash your hands. Pray. For where two or more have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst. Matthew 18:20. Sure, Horton was deservedly the hero of the story for his faithfulness. But so was every single Who that did their part. The Whos all had to come together as a community and help themselves in order for Horton's efforts to work. Everyone seemed to be yapping or yipping. Everyone seemed to be beeping or bipping. But it wasn't enough, all this ruckus and roar. He had to find someone to help him make more. He raced through each building, he searched floor to floor, wrote Dr. Seuss. We need to each sound the alarm and encourage others to do their part if we're to rid ourselves of this terrible virus. It simply won't work otherwise. It only takes one rule breaker to continue the spread of COVID-19. As Dr. Seuss wrote, so call a big meeting, get everyone out, make every Who holler, make every Who shout, make every Who scream. If you don't, every Who is going to end up in a Bezel nut stew. We hope that this Dr. Seuss message during coronavirus shared a perspective to remind us that we all have a powerful role to fill. While it may feel like we are in limbo as we wait, we are truly part of the solution. A person's a person, no matter how small. Even though we may be separated from each other now, none of us are truly alone. God is with us through all of this. Pray to Him, and He will calm your anxiety and fears. He has given us tools and gifted people with great minds to equip us all for this pandemic. He is there listening to our prayers. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. James 4:8. May God bless each of you listening to this podcast and bring you health, peace, and resolutions to the problems you've encountered during this quarantine. From sun in the summer, from rain when it's fallish, I'm going to protect them, no matter how smallish.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacey Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andrus, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.